You are listening to A Lenten Walk Through the Word, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
Tell me, you who desire to be under the law, do you not listen to the law? For it is written that Abraham had two sons, one by a slave woman and one by a free woman. But the son of the slave was born according to the flesh, while the son of the free woman was born through promise. Now, this may be interpreted allegorically. These women are two covenants. One is from Mount Sinai, bearing children for slavery. She is Hagar. Now, Hagar is Mount Sinai in Arabia. She corresponds to the present Jerusalem, for she is in slavery with her children. But the Jerusalem above is free, and she is our mother. For it is written, "Rejoice, O barren one who does not bear. Break forth and cry aloud, you who are not in labor." Now you, brothers, like Isaac, are children of promise. But just as at that time he who was born according to the flesh persecuted him who was born according to the Spirit, so also it is now. But what does the Scripture say? Cast out the slave woman and her son, for the son of the slave woman shall not inherit with the son of the free woman. So, brothers, we are not children of the slave, but of the free woman. Here ends the reading for the day. At the beginning of Lent, it's good to hear these words of Paul. The apostle is reminding the Christians in Galatia and us that we are not children of the law, but children of promise, sons and daughters of the gospel freedom that has been won for us by the death and resurrection of Jesus. Paul indicates that he's speaking allegorically, but he uses Hagar and Sarah and their sons Ishmael and Isaac to speak of the difference between living under the law and living under gospel or promise. You can check out Genesis chapter 16 to 21. It is our human nature to want to return to life under the law, as our lives in the world are all about rewards and punishments. If you do good, you're rewarded. If you do evil, you're punished. This is the way of the world, and it has to be that way. The first use of the law is the so-called civil use, that God's law serves as the foundation of ordered, lawful society. The problem is that we often carry that with us as Christians, living not in our gospel freedom, but continuing to live as if God rewards and punishes us under the old covenant, as if we were still under the old covenant, as if Christ has not died for the forgiveness of our sins. Under the law, we act not because Christ loves us and died for us, but because we're afraid of God's wrath, burdened by our guilt and shame. Because Jesus took our sins upon himself, having nailed them to the cross and buried them with him in the tomb, his resurrection signals our forgiveness and new life. We now live in freedom from guilt, fear, and shame because we've been set free from the law to live as children of hope and promise. And why is this helpful for us at the beginning of Lent? Because we often approach our Lenten discipline legalistically. Whether we're giving up something or taking on an additional devotional practice, even the most faithful follower of Jesus can sometimes carry an extra burden of guilt when we fail in our Lenten discipline, whatever it may be. So, sisters and brothers, remember during the season of Lent, we are not children of slavery, but of freedom. Journey through Lent with joy and hope, not guilt and shame. When you miss the mark you've set for yourself, begin again and begin anew with each new day. Let's pray. Lord God, help me to live as a child of freedom, as Christ has set me free. Amen. A suggested Lenten response: make yourself a note to remind you, live as a child of gospel freedom.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our ministry and mission. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.